Hello, beautiful humans. How's it going? You are listening to Indie Music Diaries, a podcast by Lockie. And we are here for what is potentially, well, what is definitely, at least, the last episode, at least for a little while. And, you know, I thought it'd be good to just, rather than do this, you know, through a tweet or an Instagram story as an update, I'll come on here and do a little podcast and sort of talk through what's going on. And man, you guys have been so loyal, the listeners of this podcast. And, you know, it's all about this. The mantra of this podcast has been all about supporting independent artists, artists at the grassroots. And, you know, hopefully you've seen me grow along the journey. And we've had so many good friends and artists join the podcast as well to provide their little insights on what it's like. Life is an independent artist. But as you can tell from the title of this episode, this is the last podcast episode, at least for a little while. And I'll explain. So, I mean, last week's episode was a little bit interesting, and it was certainly the most personal episode I've done. Basically just talking about how I wasn't necessarily in a great headspace. And I mean, feeling a lot better this week, certainly, just a lot clearer. And but within the last few weeks, I've sort of been, I mean, not, it's definitely not just this podcast, it's sort of my music career in general. And I'm really sort of coming at a crossroads where I have to not decide, but I really want to make sure I know, I want to make sure that what I'm doing is what I truly believe in. And I want to make sure that sort of that thought process carries through in everything that I do, that I'm putting my absolute, putting 100% into every single project I do, whether it's releasing music, you know, making content online. I love making content and doing this podcast as well, you know, everything. And the way the podcast is going at the moment, I'm really enjoying sort of the little intimate moments, and especially the solo episodes that I've been doing for the last few weeks. But with the overall vision for my project, my solo project, I think it's time that I take a break from this podcast. And I've sort of taken a break from some other things too. I'm posting pretty regularly on social media, and I'm really not sharing that much at all. And I mean, to be honest, during this lockdown as well, as I touched on again in last week's episode, sort of that lack of inspiration is a big killer, being in lockdown, you know, not being able to see live music. You know, think of how many times you go see a gig and then you go, oh man, I wish I was up there. Just that energy, you know, I've missed it. I haven't been to a live gig in, what has it been, 5-6 months, something like that. It's crazy. And yeah, man, I'm missing it. And rather than forcing myself to make content, to make podcasts, to make songs, I think it's important that I take the mindset forward that I only put my best foot forward. I'm hopefully you guys listening. I mean, I'm sure you guys will understand and sort of appreciate that sentiment. And especially in this day and age, you know, independent artists, like smaller artists especially, are sort of pressured in a way to be pumping out content and to be on the grind. And man, that's why we see so much burnout. That's why we see so much anxiety. You know, I know so many artists that suffer from anxiety, and it's a crazy, hectic field to be in. And I think that comes from when you push yourself to your limits, to when you just push yourself that, well, not to your limits, push yourself that little bit too far. And it's so important to know where those limits are. And for me, I'm really sort of going through the process now of learning and discovering. And that's the thing. And that, you know, again, this podcast isn't necessarily like a nice polished project. It's just me coming on, being super authentic and letting you guys know what's going on and the update. And hey, I am like so keen to keep the podcast going. And I want to make sure that I put the best quality into it and hopefully get some, you know, some more guests in and maybe some like high profile Aussie artists. I'd love to get some sort of big Australian artists in on the podcast as well. I'm really excited for the potential that this podcast has in my sort of umbrella, my sphere, if you like, of Lockie as a brand. But for right now, I think it's important that I take a break and reassess what's going on and make sure that I put my 100% effort into it. So I wanted to keep this super short, just a little quick update to let you guys know what's going on. And I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you have been listening to these episodes regularly, or perhaps this is the first time you tuned in. If this is the first time you tuned in, where the heck have you been? You can go ahead and listen to the first 40 episodes of the podcast on any podcast platform, Indie Music Diaries. And if you want to stay up to date with what I'm doing, go ahead and follow me on the socials. I do appreciate it. Lockie, L-O-C-K-E-E. On any social media platform. Links down in the description, the link tree, where you can find me on all of the social platforms. Once again, guys, thank you so much. I'll be in touch. This won't be the last time you'll hear from me on the podcast. Wishing you guys all the best, and I'll see you soon.